So now we are going to hear from David Jackson and Sarah Harris to talk about bylaws.
All right. So, Dave, are we ready to put our bylaws hats on?
We are.
All right. So this year, we're bringing forth one bylaw amendment. Our committee got together and we put together an administrative change. Nothing fancy. But without further ado, Dave, you want to tell Larry to hit play?
Larry, go ahead and hit play.
California Council of the Blind 2021 proposed bylaw amendment. Current language, Article 8. Chapters and Special Interest Affiliates, Section 8.1. CCB affiliation consists of local or regional chapters and of statewide special interest affiliates. Section 8.1.1. An individual may join more than one chapter, exercising full rights of membership and voting in each, except that only one chapter will pay dues to CCB for a person who has joined more than one chapter. Therefore, an individual who has joined more than one chapter shall inform the chapter's presidents of which chapter he/she desires to be counted in for the purpose of representation at convention and for assessment of CCB dues. At-large members who join a chapter give up their at-large status. Section 8.2, Formation. Section 8.2.1, any group of 10 or more individuals, a majority of whom are blind, as determined by self-declaration, may apply for affiliation as a chapter or special interest affiliate of the California Council of the Blind. Section 8.2.2. To be accepted for affiliation as a CCB chapter or special interest affiliate and to remain in good standing, the group shall, Section 8.2.2.1, submit to the CCB office such information and documentation at such time and in such matter as the Council may require. Section 8.2.2.2 provides such certifications and commitments as the Council may deem necessary, including the timely provision of membership, activity, and financial information, and full cooperation in any matters bearing upon legal compliance. Reason for change. Clarify affiliation procedure. New language. Article 8. Chapters and Special Interest Affiliates. Section 8.1. CCB affiliation consists of local chapters and of statewide special interest affiliates. A chapter is local in nature, while special interest affiliates are bound together by an issue that furthers the mission of CCB or is valued by its members. Section 8.1.1. Chapter Membership. An individual may join more than one chapter, exercising full rights of membership in voting in each, except that only one chapter will pay dues to CCB for a person who has joined more than one chapter. Therefore, any individual who has joined more than one chapter shall inform the chapter's presidents of which chapter he, she desires to be counted in for the purpose of representation at convention and for assessment of CCB dues. At-large members who join a chapter give up their at-large status. Section 8.2. Any group of 10 or more individuals, a majority of whom are blind, as determined by self-declaration, may apply for affiliation as a chapter or special interest affiliate of the California Council of the Blind. Section 8.2.1. The group applying for affiliation will submit their constitution and or bylaws, along with any other governing documentation, to the CCB Bylaws Committee. The Bylaws Committee will review the documentation to make sure it is in line with the CCB bylaws, mission, and policies. The committee will also make sure that nothing in the applying group's governing documentation is inconsistent with CCB's mission, 501(c)(3) status, or its membership. The Bylaws Committee then provides a recommendation to the CCB Board regarding granting a charter. This recommendation is to be voted on at the next regularly scheduled board meeting. Section 8.2.2. Once the board approves the application for affiliation, a charter will be provided and the chapter or special interest affiliate will submit a copy of its governing documents and all other documentation, including dues, that CCB requires of all other chapters and special interest affiliates to the CCB office. As long as all documentation, dues, and credentials are received in the CCB office at least 30 days prior to the convention, the new chapter or special interest affiliate will have the right to be seated and vote at the convention. Section 8.3. In order to remain in good standing as a chapter or special interest affiliate of CCB, that group shall submit to the CCB office such information and documentation at such time and in such manner as the council may require, and provide such certifications and commitments as the council may deem necessary, including the timely provision of membership, activity, and financial information, and full cooperation in all matters bearing upon legal compliance. End of proposed bylaw amendment.
And that was the first reading of the bylaw amendment for 2021, the proposed bylaw amendment for 2021. Thank you to the reading styles of our bylaws committee member, Steve Bauer. Dave, you want to go down the rest of our committee and thank them real quick?
Sure. I want to thank Steve Bauer, Steve Bauer, of course, Sarah Harris, Steve Mendelson, Peter Pardini, myself, David Jackson. Certainly Gabe Griffith. And am I missing anybody?
Frank Welty and Robert Wynn.
Thank you very much for that.
No problem. And a big thank you to my co-chair, Dave, and everyone will be voting on this on Sunday during our business meeting. So back over to you, Gabe.
And Sunday is when we'll get to have discussion on it, if any. So, yeah, thank you, guys.